It's time now for StoryCorps Atlanta. Today, 8-year-old Allie Slipikoff. She loves dancing, both ballet and jazz. She loves shopping at Justice, and she loves playing with the app Musical.ly. If you don't know what Musical.ly is, don't worry. I didn't either. I had to look it up. Allie is a transgender girl in the third grade. As she explained in the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, her gender identity is something she'd been working through from an early age. For her parents, Jen and Adam, there were signs along the way.
So, yeah, I was really young, so I didn't really learn any words.
Right.
So I couldn't really explain it to you. And so the only chance I had to explaining is just crying.
By crying? Yeah, you used to cry a lot. And Allie, when I first started piecing together that you were Eli, but you really weren't, you only wanted girls' toys for your birthday and Christmas. And then one day we were at Target, remember, and you saw the girls' pajamas?
Yeah.
And you asked me to get them for you?
Yeah, and I still remember running upstairs, getting them on, and going to sleep.
Yeah, those were the only pajamas you wanted to wear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I picked you up from school, and you said you wanted to take a nap. Do you remember that? And then you put your pajamas on, and I put you into bed. And then 2 minutes later, you popped out of bed, and I said, what are you doing? And you said that you were done with your nap. And then that is when I realized that something was going on. So I said, Allie, do you want me to take you to the store to buy you some regular girls' clothes that you can wear during the day?
And I was like,
And you said, we can do that? And I said, yes. And what happened?
I bought a lot of girls' clothes.
You bought a lot of girls' clothes. You ran around Target.
I was like, wait, I got a lot of girls' toys.
You did, and you yanked all the clothes off the shelves and the hangers, and you were kissing them.
Yeah,
remember that? And then you started wearing your girls' clothes after school and on the weekends when we went out. And then when I picked you up from school, you would come home and change right away into from your boys' clothes back into your girls' clothes.
Yeah.
And then you used to ask me to bring them to you in the car so that you could change. As soon as I picked you up from school, you would get into the car and change in the back seat.
Yeah, so I have 2 questions.
Oh, okay.
Let's hear.
So what was it like to see me having long hair?
I'll say this. For me, it was always so heartbreaking that your hair was short because you always wanted to wear the hair extensions. And clearly you wanted to have long hair. You'd use bows, like we said, anything. And I just wish hair could grow out faster.
Yeah. Remember we got that special shampoo?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that it really worked.
No, it grew like this much.
So I'm happy to see you with long hair.
It grew like an inch or something.
It's natural. This is you. This is so much more you now.
I agree.
Mom, I have one more question.
Oh, you have one more question. Okay, go ahead.
What is it like to have a transgender child?
That's a really good question. You know what, Allie? It's pretty awesome. It's hard sometimes because I know it's hard for you. But that's the only part of it that I find difficult because I know it's not easy for you to have to fight to be who you are all the time. So that is the hard part for me. But the awesome part is that you have taught me so many lessons about seeing people for who they are.
Yeah.
I feel like I have such a better appreciation for people who have a different lifestyle or just walk outside the mainstream. And for me, it's all about what's on the inside, and I don't know that I ever, even though I tried to teach her that all the time, I don't think that I ever really appreciated what that lesson meant.
I'll tell you what, watching what you've become, you're the most well-adjusted kid. You have an awareness of the fact that, you know, look, most people in the world are really great, but some are kind of crummy sometimes, and you just want to be you.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are, I guess, naturally afraid of things they don't understand. They don't know how to react.
They don't know.
Yeah, they just don't know. And in some ways, you're that role model for some.
What do I always tell you that you're doing? What do I always say
to you?
Changing
the world.
Changing the world.
Allie Slipikoff with her parents, Jen and Adam. The story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. Also, as a reminder, as we approach the end of the year, we're looking for your help. We're making an attempt to find great stories about the upcoming holidays. Do you have a moment that you remember about a gift you gave, or maybe a gift you received as a child? What about a time when you surprised someone for the holiday, or you were surprised? Just tell us about it. Book some time at the StoryCorps booth. You can learn all about it at our webpage, wabe.org/StoryCorps.